Hey guys, you're listening to RJ and Austin's Mindset Matters, a podcast that explores the nuances of aspiring and successful entrepreneurs.
We're two real estate investors that quit our jobs by challenging the mindset society teaches in school and overcoming traditional limiting beliefs.
Join us each week as we dive into the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to another episode of RJ and Austin. Today, we're going to be talking about plan to action, your strategy to action. Before we jump into that, Austin, what's up? How you been?
What's going on, brother? Honestly, just really grateful today. Remember the last episode, I was talking about that a property that we're hoping to go under contract with?
Yes, sir.
And I think this morning, probably while we film this episode, it's going to go under contract. I was talking to the seller yesterday night, and we're moving forward. So super, super excited about that. Definitely. And so this was another off-market property I found. I'm not sure if I mentioned it in the previous episode, but I told you guys that I was going to be dropping these golden nuggets throughout each episode. And this is going to be the one for this episode, right? So as I was telling RJ, everything that I try to do, I try to be creative and think outside of the box with the real estate market and the shape that it is today. It's completely crazy out there. It's hard to find deals, hard to find things that make sense. So what I did, I was on the MLS a few weeks ago. And I saw a property hit the market and then it just vanished. So it was on the market for maybe like an hour. So I still had the listing broker's information. And I called up the listing agent. I was like, hey, what's going on? Like, saw this property. It was there and then it's gone. And he was just like, yeah, like the owner decided he's going to do a little bit of work and he's going to relist it in like 3 weeks or 4 weeks, whatever it is. And I was just like, okay, that's cool. So like a week goes by, I'm just like, how can I get this property before it goes back on the MLS? So here's your golden nugget for you guys. So what I did, I went on the county property website, found out who owned that house. And then I went to LinkedIn, found him on LinkedIn, and then messaged him and be like, hey, I think he owned blah, blah, blah. Would you consider an offer? Like a market price offer, not a lowball offer, like the majority of these wholesalers give people. And he said, yeah. He said, hey, give me a call tomorrow and we can talk about it. And we've been talking for the past 2 weeks and this close to closing the deal today. So
nice.
Yeah, man.
Nice. It's a little bit of reverse marketing. I'm not exactly sure what the terminology is, but a lot of brokers, what they do when they want to get listings is they look for properties that were listed, didn't sell, or came off the market quickly. You could get that through the MLS, and then you can market to those agents or to those owners because, you know, the property went on quick, went off quick, wasn't sold. What's going on? Exactly what you're saying. So awesome. Congratulations, bro. Super exciting, huge win, huge, huge win. In my world, what I got going on, you know, we're just moving along very smoothly on the flip I got going on. I counted it the other day. I think I'm on 7 job sites. I'm finally getting over the hump. I had to fire a subcontractor. A week or two back, and that was a little frustrating, a little stressful, but we are in good graces and rolling, brother. So
nice, man.
All right. The show today is about your strategy to action, creating these habits and behaviors, how to reprogram your mind, change your mindset, because it's very difficult. Right. There's all these different sayings out there. If you do a habit for 28 days, it becomes a habit, unbreakable. I don't believe in a lot of that shit because I think every single person is unique. You know, whether you do it for 3 days, 10 days, or 3 months doesn't really determine whether or not it becomes a habit. So what we're going to talk about is the little bit of tips that you can create to make sure that these habits are formed, or to help you form these habits. Again, got to do a disclaimer every single time. Within the time limits that we have, we're not going to be able to speak to every single nuance. So don't hit us up with messages saying, RJ Austin, you're full of shit because you didn't think about X, Y, Z, right? Even if we sat here on the podcast for 6 hours, I cannot tell you all the nuances or every single thing. So the book Atomic Habits talks about implementation intention. And what they're saying is there was a study done of around 300 people, and they were given a task of working out. The group A was a control group. They just said, hey, track your workouts, be off, go see what you could do. Group two, or group B, they said you need to track your workouts, but they also provided them with a little bit of motivational material, some educational material, and said, okay, track your workouts, motivation, go see what you could do. Now, group three, they did the same as group two, motivation material, track your workouts, but they made them recite a sentence, or write down a sentence. And that was, I will work out at X location at X time for X amount of hours. And they found from the control group, which was only about 20% success rate, same with group two, about a 30% success rate. Group three success rate was about over 90%. Again, don't call me up and talk shit to me because I'm not reciting these facts correctly. As I say, everything's off the dome, nothing's scripted. I just know that I just read this in Atomic Habits. And you could find the studies, you know, there's varying degrees of things that you could do to make sure that you are working towards creating these good habits. So Austin, what do you think?
Yeah, man, I think I'm going to go on Wikipedia and see if the statistics are correct when we get off this call.
You should. Yeah.
I'm busting your chops right now, RJ. Habits, right? So how do you form habits to accomplish your goal? So I think it doesn't have to start this way, but how I always start my new year, I write down my goals on a piece of paper, and then I ask myself, how am I going to get to this goal? How am I going to achieve this goal? And what do I have to do to put into my life to get there? And then I write a step-by-step process or a plan on how to achieve that goal, because if you don't have a plan, then it's just a wish. It's just a dream. It's not a goal. There's no way for you to get there. So that's the first thing I do every year. Second thing I do every single day, the day before my day starts, I write out what I want to accomplish for that day. And I ask myself, well, how am I going to achieve it? Who do I need to call? What website do I need to go to? And then I go from there. And the same thing goes for my weekly goals. Every Sunday night, I sit down, write down my goals, ask myself, what do I need to get done to move that needle to get to that bigger goal, for that monthly goal, the quarterly goal, the yearly goal, and from there on.
Yeah.
So it's just setting those habits up to build that plan, and then also sticking with those habits every single day. When you wake up at 6 a.m. every day, get in the shower, make breakfast, go to the gym, start working, and then just moving on from there. It's a little bit about how I work with habits, RJ.
So I am, yeah. 100%. That is amazing. I think that has to go with the book Traction. Traction talks about that kind of stuff. There's also books like Miracle Morning. So again, I can't talk about everything. That was just top mind because I just read it. It's chapter 5 in Atomic Habits. Now, I'm going to press you, Austin, because I have the same, I do the same things, right? But without that plan of action, it tends to fall off my list. So when you're saying every Sunday night, you write out your goals, or every morning you write out your goals, do you have a time, place to hold you accountable to that? And then are you finding that, are you finding that sometimes you miss that? Because this book actually caught myself in doing, creating good habits and why other habits have fallen off the wayside. Because every morning I get up, I pour myself a glass of water. Then I go to the bathroom. When I come out of the bathroom, I read my book for 10 minutes, right? That's called habit stacking. You wake up, you immediately pour water. After I pour my water, drink my water, I immediately go to the bathroom. After I go to the bathroom, I immediately come out, read my book. When I'm done reading my book, I immediately meditate. That's what I do. I want to write down my intentions every single day and things like that. But mentally, I've been told myself, after I'm done meditating, you have to write down your affirmations, your goals for the day. Because I'm always haphazardous. Sometimes I jump on emails. A lot of times I jump on this call. So it doesn't really help without that implementation strategy and habit stacking, as they call it. Again, chapter 5 of Atomic Habits.
Yeah, man. I think obviously I prefer to write down my goals and what I want to accomplish for the day and the beginning of the day, maybe 8 a.m. But I still think it's completely fine if you have a few things on your to-do list, and then throughout the day, you're getting creative and you're figuring out new things that you need to accomplish, and you're adding to that to-do list. So as long as you're writing it down, at least for myself, that's the most important thing. I write every single thing down so I don't forget it. So I'm able to come back to it later down the way if I'm not able to get to it at this exact moment or in the next few hours. That's a great way that I hold myself accountable for my plan of action.
Oh, I love that. I do not do that. Not to say I can't, I just don't. And I need to make it a habit out of doing that, because a lot of things fall through the cracks. I got a lot of balls rolling right now. There's so much shit going on that, you know, you just have to choose a focus. And again, a plan of action, plan of strategy. So when it comes to habit stacking and the implementation strategy, they call it, or implementation intention, they call it in Atomic Habits. The only ones that really reign true every day is, you know, getting up, drinking my water, reading 10 minutes of my book, meditating. And that's because I've stacked them and I've told myself this is the order that it's going to happen every single morning. Everything else falls off the wayside. But I need to get better at structuring that. So
yeah, you're building that strong foundation every single day. For how you're going to run the rest of your day with those habits in place. One thing I want to talk about that I've been thinking about getting into, and I hear a lot of investors and a lot of savvy business people, what they're doing is they're meditating. Can you talk a little bit about your experience with meditation and how it's helped you with your plan of action?
Sure. Meditation at a high level, when you just say it, sounds so easy. You just sit in a room for 5 minutes, whatever. But pure meditation is actually clearing your mind of every external influence. And that is extremely difficult. So because I have very limited time in the mornings, even getting up at 5 a.m., I only meditate for 5 minutes. That came out of the book Miracle Mornings. That's how I created my morning habits. And actually that changed my life significantly. It's pretty wild after reading that book. So I just meditate for 5 minutes. I throw on a YouTube meditation video, and it sort of acts as my affirmations, my positivity, you know, the inflow of positivity, trying to get rid of any negative energy. There's not much time where I actually truly meditate, or to the book, whatever dictionary terms, clear my mind and can focus on nothing except for lack of better terms, becoming Zen, you know, being connected with your own self and clearing your mind. So it's super tough, man, but it serves a dual purpose for me. It just creates positivity. I try to release the negativity, gives me a few moments to myself and try to connect to my feelings. But, you know, the outside pressures of the world, the anxieties, the to-do list, the plans, they always creep into it. So.
Yeah, I get that.
Have you ever tried it?
Never personally tried it, but I've had plenty of people reach out. Well, not reach out to me, but let me know that they do that. And they say it works. So I just need to set 10 minutes to the side each morning and give it a go. Yeah. Maybe I know they have some YouTube meditation videos. I don't even really know how to meditate. Like, wouldn't know where to start, man.
So I guarantee everybody that tells you they meditate, it's not really it's not meditation. It's really just, you know, trying to clear your thoughts in your head. But, you know, I was talking to Garnett, who works with me, and he was saying, it took this guy over 3 years to be able to meditate for over 40 minutes without any other thought creeping into your head. So that's pure meditation, like being able to clear your thoughts. And I guarantee you 90% of the people that say they meditate, it's more just trying to get grounded, trying to get some space of silence, trying to get clear thoughts. But unless you're an expert at it, I don't think any of us are doing it correct. Unless you're a Buddhist monk, I don't think any of us are doing it correctly. Pretty wild, man. Pretty wild. Yeah. So I think, what do you think about this topic?
No, man, I think it's good. One of the most important things, because there's so many, is building a strong foundation to getting you to where you want to be in your business, your job, your relationship, your life, everything. And I think having habits set up every single day and having a plan of action set up every single day is what will get you closer to achieving your goals. If you don't have a strong foundation in a house, right? I always tie this back to real estate because we both invest in real estate. We don't have a strong foundation for a house, your house will crumble and fall in. That's the most important part of it. So these two things I just mentioned are the foundation to your life and you reaching success and growing your business and getting that new promotion you want or whatever it may be. So start implementing at least two habits today, tonight. Talk to your wife, talk to your girlfriend, talk to your boyfriend, husband, whatever it may be, and have them help you hold yourself accountable. To set in this foundation so you can work on yourself and you can get better each and every day.
Yep. That's exactly what helped me out. My wife, Nicole, we just went forward with real estate and we held each other accountable without even knowing that's what we were doing, just because we set out intentions to get into real estate. And, you know, we didn't think of it as accountability, but each time we were doing something that didn't fall in line with the plans, a negative deterrent, she's like, how's that helping real estate? How's that helping us move forward with our goals? So there's a couple things I just want to mention before we jump off the line here. A lot of it has to do with reprogramming your mind, changing your identity, thinking about who you are. Second part of that is not telling yourself or limiting yourself. So I almost did in this episode. I almost said, Austin, I'm not organized. But that's absolutely false. Like, that's leading me to believe that I'm not organized. Just saying I'm not organized. But a different way to think about it is I need to become more organized. I can be more organized. I just choose not to be organized. Because, you know, by telling myself I'm not organized or I'm not an organized person, that's already limiting my capabilities to change. So reprogramming your mind, not telling yourself these negative thoughts or feelings. And then three, Austin, you just mentioned it, your sphere of influence, making sure people are holding you accountable. And that's a whole nother episode I want to dive into too. So I'll leave you with those three nuggets. And as you know, I think that's foreshadowing into future episodes. So.
Yeah, we're going to leave you guys a little bit of a cliffhanger. Something to look forward to.
With that, I think I'm good. Austin, you good? Are you going to say goodbye?
Yeah, I think I think everything's good. Once again, you guys, send us a message, send us an email, reach out to us. Let us know what you want to hear, what problems you're facing in your day-to-day life right now. Or if you need any advice related to anything, or you want us to talk about a topic related to that advice, let us know. We're more than happy to do it. We'll see you guys next week and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yo, you made it to the end. You're one step closer to changing your mindset, discovering your true potential.
If you like what you heard, share our podcast and leave us a review. Send us a note. We'd love to hear from you.
Catch you next week.